Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. My name is Derek. I'm conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is the most important to people across some topics. Now, your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Probably somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat? Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means it's not important issues, or 10 meaning it's very important issues to you, I'm going to need a number from 0 to 1. Abortion rights?
5.
5. Immigration?
8.
8. Inflation and cost of living?
10.
And reproductive freedom?
I'm sorry, say that part again. Productive freedom?
Reproductive freedom?
2.
2. And criminal justice reform?
7.
Okay. And democracy?
Like what I feel about Democrats in general.
On a scale from 0 to 10.
Like a 2.
Okay. And student loan debts?
9, 10. 10. Let's do 10.
All right. And climate change?
Say that again for me, sir.
Climate change?
Climate change. 3, 4, 3.
3. Healthcare.
Healthcare. About 7.
7. And racism and discrimination.
3.
3.
Mhm.
Voting rights.
We can do 6.
6. Okay.
You get a whole one.
And jobs and wages?
Jobs, we could do 8.
8. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, K-12 education?
As it stands right now?
Yes.
3.
3.
Mm-hmm.
And K-12 education?
K-12 education, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, K and dash 12 education.
3.
3. Crime and violence.
7.
7, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office 2024. I know it's a way off. Sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but how it stands now, how likely are you to vote 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10 or 10?
7.
7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is your race?
I am black.
Okay. And are you registered to vote or like many other, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. And is your year of birth 1990?
No.
No. Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, the highest degree you have received?
Associates.
Associates degree.
In accounting.
No. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
Are we talking about local or?
This will rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, or 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power.
If you're talking local,
yeah, Georgia, or Georgia, yeah, Georgia State.
State-wise? Five.
6. Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make a change on issues that matter most to your community. Please rate an amount of power you feel like Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means Black community has no power, and 10 meaning that Black community has a lot of power to make changes in issues that matter to their community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking low.
10.
10?
10. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, please rate your feeling towards some people, organization, issues on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that is very warm and favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, organization, please indicate that. The first one is Andre.
Never heard of that person.
Never heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Brad Raffensperger?
Mm-mm, never heard of that person.
Ryan Camp?
Yes, I've heard of that person. And then what were the options after that?
It's
5 is you like them, 10 you don't. Oh.
10 meaning that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Neutral.
Brian Camp, we'll say 7.
7. And Raphael Warnock?
I've heard of him. Let me say 5. I don't know one way or the other.
Okay. John Ossoff?
I heard of him, but don't know 5.
Okay. J.D. Banks?
Heard of him, but don't know enough. So 5.
Okay. And Tim Walz?
Tim Walz, Democratic, Kamala, 5. I don't know enough about his stuff, but I just recently heard about him, so I'll say 5.
Okay. Now, move forward. I know it's a long way off, but what in November 2024 election for president were held today? For whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided?
Yeah, between undecided and probably Kennedy.
Kennedy Jr.?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote? For your representative, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Not sure.
Undecided.
Right now. Yeah, undecided right now.
Now, if you had to choose from who would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic?
No! No!
Are you talking about presidential?
For the ones we're talking about, the Congress.
Well, oh,
if
Congress,
you had to
sorry.
Choose, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, for whom would you vote? 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Between Robert Kennedy and undecided.
No. No, on the vote that you did on 2020 general election for president, did you vote?
No, I didn't vote. Uh-uh.
You didn't vote? Okay.
No. I haven't voted since Obama was in office the first time.
Oh, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Stayed the same, better, or much better?
Got worse with inflation and the cost of everything, how much my rent is now. So I would say worse.
Worse. Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for and won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate or difference, or a big difference?
I guess depends on who you are. A couple years ago, I was a business entrepreneur, so... voting made hella more sense, but I'm in a different position now. So I would say moderate.
Moderate?
Mm-hmm.
Like voting makes moderate difference?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, below it's a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought you should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, which 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 meaning that you're not sure, or zero means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10 on a Richter scale. Now, I'm going to read them out to you. The first one is Democrats in Georgia General Assembly.
Okay.
Or on a scale from 0, meaning certainly did not prevent progress, or 5, not sure, or 10, certainly prevented progress.
I'm sorry. I didn't even really catch the question.
Okay.
I probably picked up the phone at the wrong time. There's a lot happening with a bunch of family. And I know this is important. I'm not like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to waste your time. It's a lot.
No, it's okay. I can read it for you again. No problem.
Yeah.
Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now.
Okay.
After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented that progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that it's certainly prevented progress, or 5, not sure, 0 certainly did not prevent progress.
Okay.
And the first one I read to you was Democrats in Georgia General Assembly.
Okay.
From 0 to 10.
Georgia Democrats. I think you said 5 was undecided.
Not sure.
Yeah.
All right. And your local major? On a scale from 0 to 10.
Local major?
Uh-huh. Your local major?
Mayor. M-A-Y-O-R.
Mayor?
Mayor.
Mayor, I'm sorry.
Oh, 0.
0?
Yeah.
Okay. And COVID-19 recovery?
Bullshit.
0?
0.
Okay. Black voters?
0.
And Vice President Harris?
Vice President Harris?
Uh-huh.
0.
And Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
0.
Okay. Now, just on my list, I'm going to go ahead and read some a list of some policies and developments and statements that have impacted on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you would strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means that you're not sure, or 0 meaning that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read the first statement. It says, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandate body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors felt federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Hamid Albury and Breonna Taylor. On a scale from 0 to 10.
You're asking if what happened with...
Would not motivate you to vote at all? Not sure. 5 or 10 would strongly motivate you on the statement that I just read.
To vote for mandated body cameras on police officers?
Because
I need more information. So I'm going to say undecided, which is 5.
Okay. Because we demanded funds for HBCUS, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical black colleges and universities, the largest ever, over 2,600 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required the direct students' financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid.
That
would be 0 to 10, would 0 meaning would not be motivating you to vote at all, or not sure, or would strongly motivate you on 10.
American Rescue. Giving a bunch of money to HBCUs, would that motivate me to vote more on that? I don't know. Probably 5. I'm undecided.
Okay.
Not sure I know enough about that.
Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other essentials as we continue the path to future progress.
Progress has been made. We need to reach for future progress. Yeah, seven.
Now, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debts from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief, improving access to credit for millions of individuals. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Okay. Remove debt, increase credit. Who pays for that debt, though? 5. Undecided.
Undecided?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said 5, right?
5.
Okay. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating that Bureau's commitment to ease financial burdens and promotion fair credit card practices.
Credit card reduce fees to $8. They're going to still be in debt a long time. 4.
4. Okay. Now, just finishing up here, thank you for your response so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfect. Okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning your vote has no power at all, or 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Make changes on issues that matter to you. On a scale from 0 to 10?
And you said you're not giving what level, not local or state or federal? Are you talking about state or local or neither?
No matter how frequently you vote in elections for the state of Georgia?
State. Yeah, 7.
7? Okay. How much power do you feel that Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? On
have to make that 10.
10, a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you may know, there will be an election president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office 2024, and that's a long way off. Sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10, 0 meaning that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote?
5.
Okay. Thinking back up to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed at the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian, or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
What? Heterosexual, Jew, lesbian.
Now, do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual, 1 is heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, and 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
1.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Now, are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you said you were, you're Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, right. Now, politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Now, do you lean more towards Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Now, how would you describe your employment status, if necessary?
How would I do what?
How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Full-time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate?
Less than 50.
20, 50?
Less than 50.
All right. This concludes your survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a good evening.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Fuck.